from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Ryland Barton with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Divya Karthikeyan. So, Divya, this week a conservative legislator named Savannah Maddox joined the increasingly crowded Republican race for governor. Who is she and how does she fit into the race?
So, Savannah Maddox is one of the crop of liberty Republicans that you see in the legislature right now. She was first elected in 2018 and she filed the 2019 law that allows people to carry concealed weapons without a permit or training. And now that she's running for governor, she's managed to get the usual gamut of Republican stances, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and leaning into culture wars. She talked about critical race theory, and she says she's against the woke progressive ideology that has infiltrated the Commonwealth. But she's also marrying those Republican stances with the liberty movement, where she's focused on issues like gun rights and getting rid of the income tax. That's a big part of her campaign.
I have led from the front in resisting COVID tyranny from the very beginning, back to March of 2020, whenever I filed that amendment to put a stop to
So she's the fourth Republican in the race. How does she fit in at this point?
She's trying to make herself out to be more conservative than everybody else. You know, in a video she released announcing her candidacy, she kind of issued a purity test saying Republicans who praise the governor's coronavirus response shouldn't be considered for the job. So she's kind of positioning herself as somebody who is not your establishment Republican.
Some Kentucky Republicans were cheering on Beshear while I fought him every step of the way. To me, that's unconscionable and completely disqualifying in a Republican candidate, but especially among those who want to run for governor. Just admit that you're actually a Democrat and go run in the primary in their party.
So she also made a nod to former President Trump and mentioned that she was one of the few people that he had endorsed for her position in the legislature. But it's going to be interesting to see whether she's vying for an endorsement.
Yeah, that Trump endorsement, I think a lot of candidates are going to be trying to get that. And especially if former UN Ambassador Kelly Knight Craft gets into the race, because she was the UN ambassador under Trump, who would be getting the former president's endorsement in this particular race?
Yeah, this campaign is going to be interesting to watch in that regard.
Also this week, State Education Commissioner Jason Glass said that nearly three quarters of Kentucky teachers are at risk of leaving the profession, either because of retirement or because so many of them are early on in their careers. This seems like a really big problem.
Yeah, that number is surprising. But we do have to note that far fewer college students are entering teacher preparation programs. And that's curtailing the pipeline of teachers, and schools are only able to fill 83% of posted positions. And I mean, I think Glass very fairly acknowledged that a lot of teachers are being told what to teach and what not to teach. And apart from him suggesting some measures like increase in compensation, ramping up recruitment efforts, he did note that changing the political discourse around education would help.
And when he's talking about what they can teach and not teach, he's kind of talking about the laws dealing with how teachers talk about race, the so-called anti-critical race theory bill. So he's saying that that's a deterrent for teachers in the profession.
Exactly. So I think the climate around what needs to be taught, what shouldn't be taught, what should be in the syllabus, it's all really setting this up to be a tough time to get more teachers into the workforce. Additionally, Governor Beshear has positioned himself as, the teacher's governor. So it's going to be interesting to see how to balance both of those possibilities.
Especially going into the 2023 governor's race here in Kentucky. Also this week, Governor Beshear said he's going to ask the EPA to get rid of the reformulated gas requirement in the Louisville area. This is a pretty wonky issue. Give us a little history. Where'd this come from?
Yeah, so it's an old pollution rule from the 1990s where cities with smog problems are required to use reformulated gas instead of regular gas. Evidently, it burns cleaner, but it's a little more expensive. Bashir says drivers could save up to 20 to 30 cents per gallon. And this is specifically drivers in the Louisville area.
Meanwhile, Republican legislators were out this week. They held a press conference, really making the same pitch. Is there any difference here?
I'd say similar pitch, because they want this to go a little further. They want to permanently get rid of the requirement, and Bashir's only asking for a 20-day waiver. But it's really all up to the EPA, up to the federal government. But this is just 20 days, so the federal government may or may not give him some leeway.
All right, we'll leave it there. That's all the time we have for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit WFPL.org/supportKPD. That's WFPL.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.